All right, welcome everybody. Pour for the course. And today we're covering Sheep Branch. So, Tommy, Dave, Matt, welcome. We are once again in four different locations, but here we are fighting the good fight, talking about golf and the great brown juice. So, Dave, how are things up the road?
Things up the road are good. Yeah, life is good. The kids are good. Evie's birthday is on Wednesday.
That's all
And
great. How much golf are you playing?
yeah, not as much as I would like, but more than I did last year. So yeah, I'll probably try to go to the range on Friday this week, and then I have a lesson next week, and then play 18 with you boys at Darby Creek, America's course,
Darby Creek National.
Darby Creek National. And yeah, it's good. And we'll play several more times this month. So yeah, it's good. We're in a good place. I'm not traveling anymore, or not traveling too much. I have to go to San Jose next week for a quick trip, but then back and ready to rock. So
I'm not traveling much. Just the other side of the country, quick trip, come on back. No big deal.
I
What?
can't complain compared to Matt Farr, so I'm good.
Because we have a season-long race going back and forth here, where's your handicap currently stand?
17.
Legitimately, where does it stand?
I think
Are you
it's like
keeping track?
12. Yeah, every
All right.
time. I need to start putting my hole by hole scores though in, because I do kind of cheat the system, I would say. Because
You reporting
I'll
those
shoot like an
quads.
87 or an 88 with like two quads, and they'd probably pull that back down. But yeah, I think it's at a 12 right now. Let me find the gin here. Yeah,
Ugh.
11.7.
More than 10, 10
Matt, let's
strokes
go
to
ahead and
make
check
up.
in with you. How's the family? Most importantly, how's your golf game? What's your gin at?
23.6. Not looking pretty. And family's good. Everybody's doing well. Abby starts soccer on Thursday, so we're all stoked for that. I'm calling from the great state of Illinois in the Chicagoland area. And fresh off of a nine-hole round, actually at the Belmont Golf Club, if you guys are familiar with the area. It's in like the Donner's Grove, just due west of downtown. And this place is really cool. There's actually a lot of history to Belmont. C.B. McDonald designed it, and it was the first 18-hole course west of some river. Now there's only nine, but it was the original site for the Chicago Country Club. And they owned it for 2 or 3 years, and then they moved to Wheaton, and they Yeah.
abandoned the course, and Donner's Grove took it over. And it's like an 1892 when it was created. So it's been
Wow.
around for a long, long time. And it was a really fun track. Nine
Did you play it
holes.
twice or did you just play the nine once?
Just played the nine once.
Nice.
Yeah, it was in very well kept, good conditions. Yeah, it was a fun course.
Dang. Cool piece of history. I didn't know Chicago Golf Club relocated back in the day.
Yeah,
So,
wild.
yeah, I'm really hoping my buddy, who will remain nameless because of our tens and tens of listeners, but I'm really hoping my buddy, who's recently going to be coming into pretty good chunk of money, really hoping he puts some of that capital to work at Chicago Golf Club and he can extend the invite. So, I am working with his wife on, hey, this is a justifiable decision. You got to do it. Think long term. But it's really just my self-interest talking. So,
Very nice.
Tommy, what's going on?
Same old, same old. If anyone's looking for a net game partner, I'm a dangerous 3.1 right now.
Oh my gosh. How is that possible?
Is that the highest you've been?
Been a long time. It's
Yeah.
possible because the game's in shambles.
Shot 74 last Saturday.
I did. Shambles.
What did I shoot, Matt?
96.
96, that's right.
Or 102, depends on who was keeping score.
I'm playing with Matt more often.
What you played Brookside, right?
Yeah.
102 is not, or 96 is not terrible for Brookside. It's hard course, man.
We finished the round, Dave, and we come in and I was like, Matt, pretty good today. And he's like, what? And I was like, I said, I had you down for 96. And he just looks right at me. He goes, I shot 102. And I was like, whoa, I missed six shots. Then he explains to me, he goes, yeah, so when you usually play with guys, if they have a bad hole and you didn't see it, you just kind of like write down bogey because that's like high percentage chance. Didn't have a good hole, they made bogey. He goes, you always need to think double with me. So I'm like, ah, my bad. But yeah, we had a joke about like if we play more often, we can get your handicap down to a 15 in no time. I mean, you're screwed if we have to count all the shots, but I can get it down there to a 15. If I play
More
with you, I'm gonna
importantly,
rival Dave.
how was the outside bar area, Tommy and folks? Did you guys get a drink out there?
We did. We
Is it
did.
pretty? Is it pretty sweet?
Don't know. You should come check it out.
Seems uncalled for.
I will tell you that had we done it 1 month before we played, we could have been sipping King of Kentucky for $27.
Yeah, that was probably the shocker. The bartender had to eat his offer of the King of Kentucky to us. And I guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but he said, yeah, we've got King of Kentucky and it's $27. And Matt and Tommy were like, yeah, I'll do that. And I was about ready to change my order. I'm like, yeah, go three of those. And then he comes back and says, well, guys, that was actually that deal ended in May. And we go, well,
Still
it's May
met.
29th, man. So, and he's like, I think it ended in April. So either way, the deal had ended. That was the message he was communicated to by whoever he spoke to about that pricing. But yeah. The price went up to $47.
I still would have taken that.
Was gonna say, which all things considered, not terrible, but also not what we were looking for. In that instance.
Nice. Well, next time we'll hit up the outside bar at Darby. I'm sure they have King of Kentucky out there as well, known for their bourbon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be
I
taking shots
mean,
at my Darby Creek National.
I love me some Darby Creek, but they're more known for their Mick Ultras and Bud Lights than they are their bourbon. So, and that's all good things. It's all
Get you a
good
six for
things.
ten deal, you know?
Yeah, I got my. We're all ready, guys. I ordered it, or got the order. I got the tee time set up. Got some free. What do we got? Free green fees and cart, warm up range balls, sandwich and chips, and a non-alcoholic beverage.
Wow,
Good to go.
deal. Member for a
We're
day
set up.
package.
Honestly,
Everything's
it
on. It's not
was.
going to know what hits it.
I think I spent like $200 on the whole thing, and because it was like a memorial, hospital charity thing here in Marysville, and I saw it and I was like, yeah, I have to support my local club, so it all worked out for us. Anyway, on to Sheep's Ranch.
Yeah. And the critics are going to tell you it's just sheep ranch. So
Oh, sorry.
we got to
Plural.
get out
Sheep
in front of
ranch.
this, you know?
You're
I
right.
mean,
You
we got to
not
get out in
shopping at
front.
Kroger's?
Yeah,
It's a sheep ranch.
playing
I've
with
called it
sheeps.
Sheep's Ranch many times, but yeah. Okay, so we have to at least tell the listeners like the game that we played and the experience that we had, and then we can, I think, maybe provide some comments on the course because I think our Is it, well, you guys tell me, is it safe to say that our game in a way trumped the course this day? This felt like the only day where the game itself kind of like overtook whatever course we were playing.
Yeah, I mean the ending was just spectacular. So I would say the game really overshadowed the course, but I still love the course. So
Yeah, we played Scotch this day.
came down to the 18th hole. Tommy, I think the last time I told the story, I messed up like two details. So can you recall like what was the situation on 18? I know I shot like 49 on the front or something like that, and then we came roaring back. And what was it? You and I, Dave, against Matt and Tommy. Okay, all right. So,
I
what
played
like what
really
was the
well on the
situation on
front,
18?
so, and then you
Yeah,
carried us on the back.
I gave you some leave at the beginning of the round. Thankfully, that pulled us through the front nine. So, what? Talk us through going into 18.
My, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but my, were we up or were we up or down? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't
I
either.
mean, we can get into the
So
debate of this golf hole.
we
I
ended
just.
up tied. I
Okay.
thought we went in tied. That's what I thought. And
That's
then
what I thought too.
I
Could have
was
been.
pretty sure because it couldn't have been.
I thought we
Maybe.
went in tied, and
Okay.
then I thought the electricity of the moment was I think I hit first. Or did you hit first from the fairway? Whoever hit first from the fairway,
I
like
think I
stopped
hit
it.
first from the
Tommy,
fairway.
well,
Okay.
I hit first from not the fairway,
Well, that was
about
after your top tee shot.
175 yards
Great
back.
tee shot. Yeah.
yeah. But yes, Tommy hit first because Matt and I hit mine up and then I hit again. And so we were both up close to the green-ish and we were kind of walking up towards the green and you guys had just wrecked your drives and you were super close to each other. And Tommy hit one in and I just remember it was, whatever, 10 feet, 8 feet for eagle, something like that. I remember just telling Matt, I was like, dude, that was unbelievable. There's no way Matt hits as good of a shot as Tommy just hit. And then Matt steps up and just absolute dart, like same exact distance. I mean, right in there, spun it back,
I think we're
maybe 8 to 10 feet
fixing
as
each other's
well.
ball marks kind of thing.
It
Correct.
was just like two of the greatest like shot after shots that I've ever seen in my life. And that's saying so. I mean, it was incredible because like I know it was just a game, but we were having so much fun and it was so competitive. And actually, I think most people were playing pretty good, so I wasn't like too down in the dumps. I'm normally the negative Nancy, or negative Ned, either one. But yeah, man, it was unbelievable. Both unbelievable shots in, and Matt and I kind of both jacked up our chips on, but yeah, that's how I
We
recall.
just had a front row seat, and you guys, if I remember the 18th correctly, and we can get into the details of it, but and maybe I'm getting ahead of us ourselves. You were both right on the fairway. Was it blind? Could you see the pin? Could you see the green?
It was uphill, but you could see it.
Okay. So you
You
could
couldn't
still
really
see where your
see, you couldn't
shots finished.
necessarily see it land,
Okay.
but you could see the
Yeah.
pin
That's what I
and kind of the
thought, because
direction where it was.
if I remember correctly, Dave and I were like probably a deer in the headlights and going bonkers, and you guys just kind of were like, ho hum, I don't really know where it is, so hopefully it's a good shot. We were
Well,
like hollering back to you guys like, holy cow, Tommy, great shot. And then Matt stuck it like, inside, and I was like, what?
I believe after we both hit, we both looked at each other and we're just kind of like, I think it's good.
Yeah, like those have to be good, right? I mean, I think we're hitting like pitching wedge or nine iron, which, call it an eagle,
It's a
don't
short
call it
par
an
five.
eagle. It's a
Yeah.
great par four.
And for the
That's my
day,
opinion on the hole, but even the
that
back
would
tee
have
is
been,
464.
remind me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was day number three. And that was our first
No.
round of the day.
Day number one, it was our second round of the day.
At sheep,
I think we
I don't
played in the
think we did
morning.
sheep one.
Thought we played in the morning,
I
and
thought
then
we
we
did
did.
too.
What
Yeah,
did we get a
we played in the
shorties?
morning. It was either the second or third day.
It was two.
Yeah,
It must have been the second day.
second day.
Yeah.
Okay,
The
because we were supposed
third
to play sheep
day,
twice.
because
So we'd
yeah,
abandoned
we
old
played it in
Mac
the
on
morning
day
and
one,
then
and then
yeah,
we
we
played
played
sheep.
sheep
Yeah,
and then the
so
shorties. Yep.
second day of golf. Yeah,
I
But
remember.
not to bury the rest of that story,
Yeah.
we've talked about the approach shots, which we both made, which was great, but then what it came down to was Matt Favre, 5 footer
Yeah,
down
five
the
footer.
hill,
Yeah.
buried
Knee
it.
knocker.
A 6 for 5.
Better man would have crumbled.
6 for 5.
Not your
Yeah.
boy. 6 for 5.
Yeah, so we.
To seal it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened. So, Dave, you and I were up 2 points. I birdied 17. So we went up
Yeah.
2 points. And then Matt Farr's 6 for 5 beat your 6 for 6
I was
on
gonna say,
18. And you
I was
guys
gonna
got
say,
2 points
yeah.
back, and the whole match was halved.
Okay, there it is. That makes more sense then.
But like, we all walked off and we were like, that match should have been halved. Like, it was just like the most
Yeah.
fitting ending of like, that was sick. That was the best tie I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, it was unreal. Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun. I feel like generally people played other than your front nine, Matt. Generally people played like really good. And I mean, you torched the back nine. Like you played spectacular. So yeah, it was fun. It was a fun game. It was fair. Honestly, most of the games we played ended up being relatively fair. But I just didn't like them after a certain point when I was playing like absolute ASS. So yeah.
What do we think of the course? We talked about, I
Yeah.
think over text, like this was the least memorable course, but I don't think that meant it was everybody's least favorite necessarily. So
I think it was the most memorable in the sense that you always saw the ocean. I felt like I could just always see the ocean the entire time that I was on the course, and I thought that was pretty awesome. Some of the holes were super cool, but the greens were not in super great shape. And I would say it was like it's like signature holes were like slightly less memorable than other courses' signature holes. That's how I would kind of describe it, I guess. But it was, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was super fun. But
calling six less memorable than other courses' signature holes is a hot take.
I think, well, didn't we talk about this when we were
That's the
on the
thing. I
grounds
don't
though?
remember six, Tommy. Like I like I'm like I'm sure I do, but I'm like I can't put it together of what six was in my head right now. But
You get really spoiled with the ocean. I remember us talking about that, like while walking up 17, like, holy cow, you're always looking at the ocean. And so it does become a little bit customary, you know, where you just kind of get used to playing golf by the ocean. Whereas we talked about Pac Dunes, like it'll just introduce the ocean to you, and Bandon Dunes, like number four, boom, we're introducing the ocean. So you get these like ups and downs of think like emotions, you know, as a golfer on the course, where a sheep ranch, it's more consistent.
What I liked about Sheep was it's off the hop, that reveal on one when you crest the hill, really cool. And Joel Klatt and Shane Bacon did a band in review, and they but spent a lot of time on Sheep. And so Joel had really talked about like Sheep was one of his favorites, and he hyped it up, and he does a really good job. You got to listen to that if you get a chance to. But it still doesn't do it justice when you actually play the course. And just the anticipation of off one, kind of knowing what's there, I can't imagine being like oblivious to the fact that you're just going to get smacked in the face with the ocean after your first your tee shot. So that's a pretty cool reveal. And there are just a ton of good holes. There's like I starred a bunch that just looked very beautiful and really cool and picturesque. And there's just a ton of them on this course. And so the views are breathtaking, kind of throughout the entire 18.
I think that the lots of time on the ocean is partly how the course is just laid out. It's a relatively small plot of land, all things considered. And you know, I could the history of it is it used to be like a 13 or 14 hole course designed by Tom Doak originally. No, there was kind of a suggested routing, but no real routing. You know, there's all kinds of rumors on, you know, you had to meet this guy on a dirt road and he'd give him $200 and he'd unlock a chain link fence, or you had to go to the local sporting goods store and sign up to play. And, you know, it wasn't officially part of Bandon, but you know, it was there. If you knew somebody, you could get out and play. And you know, they honestly didn't know if they could put 18 holes on the site, and it took some serious thinking by Coren Crenshaw to do it. And I think kind of the one of the bigger things that they did was they put nine greens on the ocean. Like half of the greens are right on the ocean, and instead of it does have a mile long stretch of land on the ocean. It's a fairly long stretch of land, but you're playing kind of away from two different angles going back and forth towards the ocean. And so I think that helps to give you kind of the sense of always being on the water. I think the thing, I'll go back to our last one, but the holes that stand out to me again are the par threes. That they seem to all kind of be playing at the ocean or along the ocean, kind of that early stretch, number three,
Three
where you're
and 16,
playing
man.
two and
Whew.
with the huge infinity green, connected green. It's enormous. And then, the others, they've kind of got some of that same look. Five, it just seems like beyond it is just the ocean, and from the tee, it doesn't look like there's anything behind it, other than water. And then seven again plays towards the ocean, like lots of good par threes, all the way around the property, and I think it holds on this course as well.
Five was, I think we had a back pin on five, if I remember correctly, and somebody hit it. I mean, I don't know, 2 yards long of the green, and you're pretty close to just basically standing in the gorse bush and being off the cliff where the ocean is. I mean, that's the kind of reveal we're talking on some of these greens when you get on the complex. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The creativity to get that much golf along the coast from a routing perspective is incredible. I mean, I think I told you guys I would love another crack at this golf course. One, with some good greens, and two, just like seeing some of the lines now, and I think understanding like how short of a course it is. You get to hit a lot of drivers, I think, at a lot of the other courses, and I mean you almost could play this course without a driver. I mean it's not that long of a course, but there's some holes that you really have to be precise on. And there's huge land areas to land the ball on, but like not all landing spots are created equal from a second shot standpoint. So I appreciated that, where if you do the course flyovers, it just seems like, man, this is an easy golf course. But you could be on the wrong side of the hole and all of a sudden your second shot's blind because you're on the left side instead of the right side. And hey, the pin location's in the back now, so you should have hit it, further, give yourself a shorter club. I appreciated the strategy of this course after we got done. And I think like this golf course, because it's shorter, gives you a lot of opportunities to take risks. And I could see if those risks pay off, I could see yourself like you could shoot a really, really good score on this golf course. But there are some risks on this golf course, like that double green we're talking on three. They put the pin in the back on three, and they were saying that guys all the time will just play to that pin number instead of the middle of the green, and then their ball is 50 feet past on, and it's on 16 green. So I don't know. I appreciate little things like that, but it's tough to appreciate it during the round. Just it's nice to be able to digest those thoughts after and be like, all right, cool. This course makes a lot more sense now that we've played it once.
I also think we got it on a good morning. Like I think the wind was not howling
Howling.
in
Until
the
this
morning we
afternoon.
played it.
Because we played shorties that afternoon, right?
Yeah, and
Yeah.
that beat us up.
On dime.
But this piece of the property is supposedly the windiest part of the property. And if you ask me where that was, in the middle of playing all these courses, Sheep Ranch would certainly not be my response. But it's so windy, they tried to put a wind farm over there a long time ago. It's what it used to be.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. Didn't
Wow.
work. Too much moisture and salt in the air for the wind turbines to work effectively. So,
Just like what destroys the metal.
yeah, just doesn't let it
Wow.
work as well. It's not good for it. So,
Tommy, was this the course where they had the fire to help clear brush? Where the
that was like 13 at PAC.
back, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Fire. The accidental
Yeah. They
fire.
didn't have a fire. I should rephrase that.
Yeah,
They
right.
got lucky with a fire that was able to be
Yeah.
put out, but yeah.
Saved a lot of man hours.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you guys have a favorite well, I guess Matt, I mean any thoughts about any of this?
No, I mean, the course was really cool. I do remember and regret one thing not related to golf, but more food related, which was the hot pastrami sandwiches.
Oh,
And
yeah.
the turn, well, I don't believe there was anything between, was it 11? It's 11 and 12. I don't think there's anything between 1 and 11. But when you get to 11, 11's a really cool hole that I really liked. And
Sweet
12,
golf hole.
12 was really sweet from the elevated tee box. But you get to go back into the pro shop and the grill and everything there. And I was so tempted to grab a pastrami sandwich. And they did not. Got the protein, the peanut butter protein balls, which were phenomenal as well. But man, I wish we could go back and just try one of those because there was a lot of epic food spots. I'm on Bandon Dunes on the property, and we unfortunately didn't get to go back to sheep, so passed on the pastrami.
Should have skipped the pack for the second time and went back to sheep.
I should have just skipped shorties and
yeah, we should
Also
just
that we should have done a
replay.
repeat. That could have been fun. Yeah.
Yeah. 11 will always hold a special place in my heart because that was where my entire round turned around from just me being absolutely stupid in the middle of the fairway and hitting 3 wood right up the gut onto the green. And this
That
was
was
right
legit.
after Luis was like just like a 7 iron, like right up into the middle of the fairway. And I kind of look at Tommy and I go, I don't think there's like really anywhere to hit it. I'm like, I suck today. Let's just hit 3 wood. And so I just pummeled 3 wood and I was like, oh, okay, found something. It was like the true, like when the no laying up guys go, found it. Like that was my entire hole 11. Like, oh my gosh, we might break 80 today.
I think if I remember correctly, it like necks in up towards the green, and
Yeah.
you were like, why is he telling me to hit this club? I was like,
Yeah. I was like,
I
screw
don't know,
that,
man.
dude.
Yeah.
This is also where I got the most
Bad advice.
frustrated with
Yeah.
Luis
Yeah.
during the entire trip, because my lie was not good enough to hit a 3 wood up the neck, and so I was just asking like how far is it before it pinches,
That's what it
and
was.
he kept
Starts
telling
telling
me
Tommy what
hit
he wants
six
to
iron.
hit. Yeah. I was like, no, what's the
Give me a
number? He was
number.
Yeah.
just hit 6 iron. And I was like, whatever. So I hit 6 iron, and I missed the tiny neck and was within the bounds of the fairway, but just a little bit left of the neck, and it bounds into the junk.
Yeah.
Proceed
Yep.
to hit that one up over the green, and I don't know, I probably made a double or something. It was
You made bogey.
okay.
Actually, no, you made five, Tommy. I think you made a bomb for
Oh, did I get
par
up
on
and
that
down?
hole.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. That was filthy. But I remember right after you hit that iron and it didn't go
Yeah.
like to the proper layup spot, I looked at you like, dude, I just witnessed you getting bad advice. It was like an SMS,
Yeah.
message through the air of like, your ball should have never been there, man. I understood what you're trying to ask. I just don't know how to help. I don't know the
But
number either.
yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kangaroo Dave is just looking for our balls over on.
Well, I was gonna go there because I think the most memorable shot that I remember was your tee shot on 17, Dave. So if you want to tee that one up and tell us what
Oh
happened,
yeah.
that would be great.
Yeah, so obviously 17 is a little intimidating if you're worried about the snap hooks, which I was a little concerned about that. So I decided to just leave my face completely open, and also have
The way right.
a
Yeah.
nice outside in swing and not only just slice one, but also push slice it. And I was on, I forget what fairway was I on. I would have been on two
Three, maybe
fairway.
two. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was on two fairway, and I remember Kangaroo Dave basically was like, hey, plenty of earth over there, man. We're good. And the rest of everyone else was just dying laughing because I
Like,
kid
bro,
you
that ball's
not,
on another planet.
it was so far right that, like I feel like I didn't even know where to hit it at once I got to my ball. And I actually ended up bogeying that number
You had a great
17.
shot.
Yeah, I hit my first shot wasn't great, but my second shot was really good. And or excuse me, my third shot was really good. And that helped me salvage a bogey. But we walked past another caddy that was Kangaroo Dave's friend, and he was like, "Hey, man." And the other caddy was like, "Dude, I've made par from here plenty of times. Like, you got it." And I was like, "Man, the positivity here is just it's too much."
It's
But
too
yeah,
much.
I mean, it was a mem like 17, I'll never forget because 17 was a cool hole, but like I also hit such a bad shot that it was like that's why I remember it. It was crazy. Well,
I believe the quote was, "It's okay, you've got the continental United States to the right."
yes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, it would have been maybe easier to just hit it into the ocean and take a drop. If we're being completely honest here, because I was so far to the right that I'm guessing I was
And
225 yards in,
the pin was all the way back
and
left.
the pin was way back. So
Yeah.
yeah, but yeah, that was memorable
Got
hole. That
all North
bogey,
America, brother. You ain't missing.
I'm actually pretty sure that bogey kind of like kept us
It
ahead,
got
Matt.
us 2 points because you made 5 for 4 on that hole.
Yeah. So it was a weirdly big bogey,
Yeah.
which is strange to say, but
That's what I love about Scotch, is it that Scotch keeps pretty much everybody in the game. Obviously if you're having a blowout hole, then sure, you're out. But yeah, Scotch is very, very good. And the way we did net Scotch worked out really well. Obviously, we tied the match. So yeah. Oh yeah, 17 I think would rank for sure in my top 10 holes on property. I mean, that hole I thought was phenomenal. And I wish we could have played it from the tournament tees
for
that were
sure.
back there on right off of 16 green, and instead of playing it kind of parallel to the water, have another chance to hit one kind of cut the corner over the water. That would have been a cool look.
Yeah. Caddies, they're like, I don't think the caddies, like, if we play Sheep Ranch again, they can't convince me to play anywhere but the tips at Sheep Ranch. Like, I think it's 6,600 yards or something from the tips. And like, you get all the best tee shots. So that would be my opinion. Replaying it is like, no one's talking. I don't, honestly, I'll shoot the same score and play it from a longer distance, and I think have more fun and get better views. So, there's so much property. I remember Matt, like, before we went on this trip, you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna lose so many balls." And I was like, "No, dude, honestly, you're not going to believe me, but you're not going to lose so many balls." And Dave's story about blowing it, 48 states right and not losing that ball, but actually making five is like a true testament to that, is you hardly ever lose a golf ball, especially if you have caddies.
Maybe not so true with pack dudes, but the rest of them, yes. And
No,
maybe
pack
not
dudes, you were
trails.
throwing them in the ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
You
But
can lose a lot of
yeah,
balls at pack. I'll concede that.
I don't want to move on yet, but the logo is just spectacular for Sheep Ranch. So just want to call that out.
I agree with you. The most money I spent on one item was at Sheep Ranch. I bought a very expensive vest. If my wife asked, it was $99. And it was a great deal. But I
It's
have worn
free. Did
that
you put it on
vest.
the room? It's
Yeah, I put it
free.
on
You
the
put it on.
room. Yeah,
Yeah, so
yeah.
it's free. It's fine.
Yeah, for sure. But I agree.
And
The pro shop at Sheep Ranch was awesome.
you know the other thing I remember about Sheep Ranch? And it's not on the course. It's that house there to
Oh
the right of
yeah.
number
Oh
one
yeah.
that the caddies said you could, some people could rent out. It was there right on the ocean and it looked
Yeah.
incredible.
Looks awesome. Yeah.
Or the sheep's wool club head or
Oh,
golf
those were
head
good.
covers that
Oh, those were really
Dave should
cool.
have
Yeah.
purchased.
Yeah, I should have got that instead of the shorties one, but that's all right.
Sir, this hat is $80.
the 3-wood cover for your hybrid you bought.
Yeah.
It
Well, it
kept
wasn't a
falling
three-wood. It
off.
was not a three-wood cover. It was definitely 4A hybrid, but mine is a driving iron, so did not work out so good.
Oh my gosh.
I do remember, Matt, you hit your tee shot on one was one of the worst
Oh,
shots I've seen you hit in like 10
dude.
years.
Clarify
When you
which
look,
Matt you're talking about because
no,
people
me,
just assume it's me.
Matt
They,
Milholland.
well, I think you had
Yeah.
a pretty good shot, Matt, for
Yeah,
round
it's
number
fine.
one. I think everybody hit a good
I
shot
think we
except me
all
on
did,
one.
except
Yeah,
for
pretty
Matt.
much. Yeah.
I think the opening, this is what's so funny. Oh, okay. I was laughing because I was looking at the course preview online and I misread it, but it says it only takes a brief walk of 165 yards before the course opens up, revealing the holes to come. And I remember thinking, this fairway is 165 yards wide and I missed it to the right. So it was like, it's supposed to be such an easy opening tee shot. The caddy doesn't even really like tell you anything. They're just like, hand you driver. It's like, obviously, dude, like, out there,
Let it
just hit.
rip.
Yeah, just let it
Yeah.
rip. I'm like, well, what if you banana ball it dead right? Which would be a tail for the rest of my front nine.
Well, once Sheep Ranch once got to be, if not the best, it's got to be one of the best openers on the property, though, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Like, it's got to be. I'm struggling to think of a better
It's
one.
way better than PAX.
Yep.
Way better than Old Mac. Trails is controversial, but I would say it's
I
better
would
than
say it's better
Trails.
than that.
Well, back with Mario Kart.
Banana
Yeah, right.
Dunes. I think it's best. I think it's the best
Yeah,
opener.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
Yeah.
it's also the one opener that you immediately are greeted with the
Yeah.
ocean.
Dude, it's sweet.
Yep.
That's sweet.
So I think once that once the greens settle in and then get a handle on the putt, because they're all Poe, right?
Are they Poe or fescue?
Oh, they're all fescue. You're right.
I can't remember.
I think they're
Did they
fescue. Okay.
switch? Because it was like 4 or 5 years they were trying to keep the greens. There was something that they had to do
I
with
think
the
Old Mac
fescue.
is fescue greens, so I can't
I can't
remember
remember.
if Sheep is also fescue. But yes, Tommy, like if the greens had been great, it would have been a different experience, I think.
Give us like a rundown, Matt, of or anybody of just kind of like challenge we had with the greens and Sheep.
Before you do that, I got a jet. So you guys finish Sheep Ranch. Take care of the bourbon discussion. But I got a jet. I now have bedtime reading obligations. So
What book are you
just
reading?
Gilbert's reading the BFG.
Oh, it's a
And
great one.
then yeah, and then Justice is reading Wonder, which is yeah, it's fine. So yeah, it's fine. BFG used to be one of my favorite books as a kid. So when I go read that, it's fun to dial back the memories. But yeah, count the
Anyway.
blessings of the kids going to bed at 8. So
There you go.
we're begging and pleading for an extra 5 to 10 minutes here over at 9 p.m. So
All
you're
right.
you're telling us about the greens, Matt?
Yeah. You, that
The
was
guy's got
great.
no
He's
knowledge of
like,
the
before
golf.
you do that, I'm gonna leave. And you're like, oh, okay.
I don't want to complain. That's what
No,
Matt said. I think
my recollection was they were fine. They just were a little spotty, a little bumpy,
correct. Yeah.
slow.
Yes.
And I think it's just kind of the nature of how the grass was growing in and
That's what I
what they
was
were.
hoping for was like more, I guess, a deeper explanation just around the struggles they were having with the growing, like allowing the grass to grow consistently and evenly across the green and then maintaining it, cutting it and whatnot, because the patchiness of it, I think, led to the bumpiness of it, but I wasn't sure if there was a scientific explanation around.
And that's what I can't remember, whether they were fescue greens with Poe or if there were multiple strains of grass going
Really?
on that was causing some of that. I don't remember, but I just remember them being much slower and bumpier than the rest of the greens, which they told you. In the outset, the caddies were like, yeah, greens aren't great. But they're working on them. And I think you go back in 5 years once they get those things nailed down. And like you guys said earlier, the amount of views of the ocean and shots you get to play up near the ocean, like
I mean, it's
I can see
unreal.
that. I can see
Yeah.
that one climbing the ranks quickly, because the interesting part about it is it's the youngest course out there. Like, it opened in 2020, I think.
Yeah.
But you walk around and like it feels ancient, feels old.
Yeah.
And kudos to the designers and some of the things they did and the use of the land, and it doesn't feel new.
Something else that I'm remembering now, the driving range. I'm pretty sure it was like foggy and sunny all at the same time. And I feel like I remember hitting shots and having almost zero idea where they ended up. It was kind of just like, oh, that one felt good. But it was like your ball went into the fog, but also there was sun coming through. Well, not fog, whatever, mist, whatever you want to call it.
Marine layer, early morning
Marine
marine layer,
layer.
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, there it is. So I guess a point of that is recommendation is if you're getting there early to play, just understand that you're going to be hitting on the range. It's going to be very wet. I remember it was like sopping wet. Just not even from rain, but literally just the fact that like that marine layer just coated everything, and it's really hard to see because you're hitting directly into the sun. So, but man, yeah, great course, dude. Like, I really loved it. I would have loved to play it again. It reminded me of like a cross between like Old Mac and Pac Dunes. It's like you're just like the views are awesome. It's definitely like it felt like the most outside of maybe Old Mac, it felt like the most like Lynx style, like that I would feel like I would imagine if I, went to the UK. And it was fun to experience that, because that's not something I, experience very often and really at all in Ohio. So
Well, the funny part about it is I don't think it can technically be classified as a Lynx course
yeah.
because it's not built on sand.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's it build on?
I don't know the answer to that, but we haven't even touched on the fact that there are no sand bunkers on the entire course.
That's probably why I liked it, Tommy.
Man,
Could be.
I didn't even
But
remember that.
I think that's one of the requirements for to be classified as a Lynx course. It's got to be built on sandy
I mean,
soil,
that makes a ton of sense. So.
but it does feel that way for sure.
Yeah. All right, gents. Anything else to add for sheep ranch, not plural?
No,
No,
we got
all
to get
right.
back and play it again soon. Give more insights.
Seriously. All right, on to juice talk. What's OESO? What's the verdict, Matt?
Oh, that's pretty good. The descriptor on the back says rich red fruit, vanilla, brown sugar, and delicate oak. I'll give it 2 out of the 4. The description of this sounded better than any of the other three, two or three that I read. So
And that
was your number two, Matt.
I can't. I wrote them down, but then I didn't write all 10 down, and
Okay.
I thought that I liked the K version. I can't remember which one. Let me see if I can find that list.
Because I recall that one being up there for both of us. I think it was my favorite, and I feel like it was like your number two, but I could be off on that.
So OESK I had, or excuse me, OESO I had it. Four.
Four. Okay.
Yep. I had the the BSK and the BSQ higher, which was odd. I wouldn't have picked those on the descriptions alone. And then OESV was the top one, which
Okay,
makes
standard.
sense. But yeah, I like it. It's great for something that is not going to melt your face off and be north of 130 proof. At 100 proof, I think it's great. They had, so here in Chicago, they had Knob 12 just sitting on the shelf, 20 of them. They had Evan Williams single barrel, which I've caught rumor of maybe they're coming back to Ohio. And I mean, they did away with them back in 2014, 15 release. So we haven't seen them for a few years.
No kidding.
And I was pleasantly surprised with those for $30. They were a
Yeah.
great buy. And I saw the 2016 sitting on the shelf, almost snagged it. And then there was something else I saw that I
I
was
feel like
into.
I remember Evan Williams single barrel in 2018, 2017. I know I got one when I was living with Sam. But may I don't know, maybe it's a maybe it was just sitting on the shelf and had been left over or something. But I'm drinking Weller Antique.
Great stuff.
Open the bottle when Matt was here. Yeah, figured I'd do a pour and enjoy myself. My first pour though was the Frank August cask strength single barrel. And
That was pretty tasty,
yeah.
Dave.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, like out of our standard five rating, I would put it at a three. I liked it. It's a little much for me for like buying it again, like $120 or $30, I think. But like honestly, it's good. The more I drank it, the more I liked it. So that was, yeah, solid. And I have not yet opened the Frank August Wheated yet, but I'm excited to try that out, see what it's like.
Do we know where they source their stuff from? Or is there any speculation that you guys know of?
I
Because
don't
I
actually.
haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I do not know where they source it from. I'm super curious about that now. So, source from Kentucky. Each batch is made up of 10 to 15. Unofficially, it's speculated that it's a Wilderness Trail product. Well, there you go.
Did we talk about Middle West buying the folks out in Colorado?
No.
No.
What was the name of the brand? Old Elk? Yeah, so they ended up shutting down their ta tasting room or their a portion of their tours and
Old Elk did or Middle West?
Old Elk in
Wow.
Colorado. They
Yeah.
still have the equipment, I believe, running, and they said that they had been bought or purchased and sold to somebody from Ohio. And I believe it's either rumored or has been officially announced that it's Middle West. So it's intriguing to see what Middle West is up to and if they're trying to expand their reach to get more product out there or what their plans are with this asset to make material in Colorado.
Yeah,
Sweet.
because the lead guy there's Greg Metzke, right? At Old Elk, I think he was an old MGP. I think he came from MGP, and like is a big name in bourbon production. So I don't know whether part of the purchase is his knowledge, his background, if he's sticking around or if, it's strictly buying the stocks. And 'cause
Getting some juice.
they've got a lot of, I don't know, I feel like they've got a lot of mash bills and a lot of product lines.
Yeah.
Old Elk does. It was hard for me to keep them straight.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Lots of finished stuff, lots of different products. I tried a couple. They were decent.
Do you
Tommy, what are you
think,
drinking?
go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, I've got a Elijah Craig private barrel from the Ohio Liquor Commission that picked up during the Memorial Week. They had a couple different bottle signings for, I think, the one I went to, JT Poston was signing bottles, and I think the other one, Robert McIntyre, was signing bottles. And so I popped in and, talked Muirfield Village for 30 seconds with JT Poston, and he signed a bottle and was super pleasant, super nice guy. So rooting for him, keep playing well and to have success. But it's a 10-year, 118 proof, pretty spot, right down the middle of the Elijah Craig profile. Nothing outlandish, but just good solid pour.
I'm excited to try the Four Roses single barrel proof that Matt got me from, it was Arizona, I think. No, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah. But I thoroughly enjoyed the one that we tried of his, actually. He opened it a couple of weeks ago. It was delicious.
Didn't you say it was the same one? Or the same mash bill, at least?
If it was, then I'm very happy, but I don't remember him saying that.
Pretty
So
sure he did. Or at
then,
least the same
excellent.
mash bill. Whether it was the same exact barrel, I don't know, but.
It's delicious. But yeah, what's, are you searching for anything? Anything out there you're looking for?
I wouldn't say there's anything I've been looking for. Although I did have lunch at a nice restaurant today. It's a pub style restaurant in Donner's Grove. And they had a pretty solid selection of whiskeys. And they had a lot of the BTAC stuff and quite a bit of Pappy. And they were all 2 ounce pours. And they made mention of it, which was really nice. The Pappy got pretty expensive, as you would expect, and that's okay. But at least they had access to it. And so I don't think I'll be going back, but if the itch hits, I might go take a pour of some Pappy, we'll see.
Solid.
Been searching for wine, oddly enough.
Really?
This isn't a wine podcast, but yeah, it's been certain bottles I've been looking for.
Some
A
Opus One.
darker
What are
color.
you looking for?
Yeah, some Chapelet.
Okay.
So what don't you drink, Matt?
List is small.
I guess when the
Good
company's paying
wine,
for it,
good
so
bourbon, good tequila. I buy it all, man. It's all in the basement. Lots of wine, lots of
never,
bourbon, lots of tequila.
you'll never get me with tequila, but I can be convinced
Get you a
to
tequila
get into
cocktail.
wine.
I'm big into the
No,
cocktails, you know. I'll get you something
absolutely not.
shaken and stirred. You won't even know you're
Tequila
drinking
makes me want to
tequila.
throw up.
You're like,
I'm sure
this
I
is
won't, but
tasty.
it'll still make me want to throw up. So
Some good
it's
tequila out
just.
there, man.
I know, I don't like the taste of it. Like even the aged stuff, like I don't like it. Like agave, I love the plant. Agave is one of my favorite plants in the world. I think it's amazing. I just think you should leave them be and not make tequila out of it. So to all my friends in Mexico, I apologize. But just not for me. Not for me.
Safe to say Dave's not going to have his own tequila brand.
That's correct.
Won't be seeing him on any ads for Casamigos or Doble,
Terimana.
No.
Patron.
I've been starting to consider to buy a little more scotch when I go in and look for things. Because I do enjoy a good scotch, man. It's It's delicious. But I haven't yet because I haven't bought a bottle. I mean, since Matt brought me that bottle back, it's been a couple of weeks. But
Starting to
I'm
get the itch
trying.
again.
Yeah, they shut down. So they shut down this light, right, which would have been my way to get to the liquor store that I go to. And now it takes me an extra 5 minutes to get there. So, I have less of an itch to drive 15 minutes to get somewhere that used to take me 9, to spend $100 on a bottle. So,
Yeah, the humanity.
yeah. So anyways, I'll drive the opposite direction and go get something. But yeah,
You looking for anything?
I do think the next time there's like a bottle drop, I'm gonna wait in line because I really want to get my hands on a foolproof. It's been a while since I've had foolproof, and I really don't feel like paying $150 a bottle. And so I think that's my next, like, if I find out there's something happening, I'm definitely gonna cancel some meetings and go wait in line or go get a ticket or whatever it is. But generally nothing in particular. I'm always intrigued by anything Jefferson's Ocean. They release anything interesting, I'll always go check it out just because it's kind of a nostalgic from my wedding. Yeah, and then the like honestly, if Frank August comes out with another, batch five or batch, or excuse me, batch six, I'll probably buy that, but that probably won't be out for a while. So yeah, kind of where I sit right now. I have maybe 30 bottles that I need to open at some point and start drinking. So maybe 20, 25. So I have some. Oh, Matt, the other thing was when you go to Nashville, I really want Watkins Barrel Proof. I haven't ordered that online yet, but yeah, hopefully when you go back, you can snag me one of those because I know they were in that one liquor store in Nashville
Yeah, Frugal
that you went
McDougal.
to, Frugal McDougal. So
Angle McGrangle Bears.
I just finished my bottle of that, so I would like to get another one. But
Feel like I've seen those at Party Source too. Hey, they might have some.
And Cincy? Dude, I'm gonna ask my buddy down there and see if he can run and get me one then.
You could look at their, they've got their inventory online. You could look that up.
No kidding. Do they ship? They don't ship, do
No.
they? No. That place is awesome, man. Like awesome.
Yeah, Wathen's single barrel. Oh, that's just single barrel, not the barrel proof.
Oh, bummer. Well, that's all right.
Can we comment about how awesome of a time period this is for just sports and outdoor activities and golf and drinking and get the Stanley Cup finals on? The Oilers just put a goal in net, 2-1. US Open this week. Father's Day. Birthdays galore. Evie. Tommy's coming up in a couple weeks. Who else we got?
We
Anybody else on the docket?
got several more 18-hole rounds coming up too. Tommy, you're not going to be joining us because of your I think it's your invitational at the club, but Matt's club championship got bumped back, so he's joining us for the Derby.
Oh, is that why he's joining us? I was gonna give him his flowers
It's
and
not
say, "Hey,
because
thanks for putting the club
no.
champ behind you."
It's not because he's skipping out on the club championship.
Is
It's
it the
because
ninth, Dave?
it's the ninth.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even ask you this year because I was like, I already know this every year. I've asked you for like 4 or 5 straight years, and you're like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So,
It's
but it's a
always
great
the
time.
first. Always the first full weekend in August is the, or always the first full week in August is
We won
the
it last
greatness.
year, which was super fun. But yeah, it's always the basically the second It's like the second weekend of August. It's essentially when it goes. So,
Tommy, how have you fared in the club championship?
oh, I don't play in it.
Oh, you don't?
No, I
What's going on the first weekend of August? Oh, it's your
member guest.
member guest.
Yep, that's the one event I've played in every year.
Why don't you play in the club championship?
Just not a.
Don't want to win. I don't want to beat everybody like Matt.
Oh no, I'd get killed. I wouldn't even make it into the bracket. They do like a qualifier for the match play. Top eight guys in the qualifier, well, winner from last year plus the top seven guys in the qualifier, go on and play match play for the real club championship, and then they've got a stroke play version for everybody else. But there's so many good players that I'd get smoked. And truthfully, I don't play many play your own ball out by yourself, grind over your own ball sort of events these days. I'm more than happy to play in a two-man best ball or something like that to get the competitive juices flowing, but that's good enough for me. I don't need to do a multi-day play your own ball out, count every shot event anymore.
I feel that. Yep.
So, no club championship record for yours truly.
Yeah, Matt, on the other hand, I feel like he's gonna keep playing because there's some guy at Urbana, I forget who it is, that had won like an insane amount of club championships, and I feel like Matt's vying for tying that. I think Matt has five, right? Four or five.
Yeah, he's up
Like
there.
he's, yeah.
He still enjoys the grind, the
Yeah.
Yeah.
solo competition grind.
The mental torment.
But
To each their own, you know?
so Matt's hitting up Hilton Head in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And what courses are you playing again?
I'm gonna play Oyster, and I'm gonna play Palmetto Dunes, Arthur.
You've played Palmetto Dunes before, right?
I've played Arthur Hill,
Yeah.
and Robert Trent Jones. I've not played Oyster. We played Dolphin Head. What, right? Was it Dolphin Head
Yeah.
when we went? Yeah.
Yeah. You'll like
So.
Oyster better. It's, I think, a better course overall. Although Nine Green last time I played was an absolute train wreck. I don't know what happened to it. It looked like someone spilled weed killer on the greens. But yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a good little track.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice to. I'm going to play with my father-in-law at Oyster, and then I'm going to take in my brother and brother-in-law out for
Show
Palmetto
your
Dunes.
father-in-law an especially good time so that he can purchase a house out there. And then Tommy's parents have purchased a house now, and we can all
Not yet.
vacation in the same. Oh, not, I thought they were in contract.
They are close this
Okay.
week.
All right, sweet.
And
But
then on
so,
Hilton Head?
no.
Oh.
Bluffton.
They're on
Not
the other side.
Bluffton.
They're on the
Sorry.
other side of Beaufort.
Beaufort, yeah.
So, as the crow flies, it's not very far, but I think via car, it's probably like an hour to
An
get to Hilton Head.
hour
Like a
and a half,
backwards
yeah.
C or a C or something like
Fripp Island's like an hour and 20 minutes from Hilton Head because you have to go like out and around and
that.
back, but it's literally only like, I don't know, 7 or 8 miles up the coast. Like it's really close.
When's Keith getting that
But
boat?
I don't know, man. We're not really a boat family, so
Probably not an ocean-going vessel either.
no, probably wouldn't do well in the Atlantic. It
Ah,
would
come on, we just skip up the
struggle.
inlet. Just bounce, bounce, bounce from island to island.
Yeah, my parents aren't looking as far as Fripp. The beach they'd go to is over that direction.
Yeah.
But they're looking at Dawtaw.
Yeah, well, if we ever did a like a golf trip, we'd have to stay. The problem with those the courses on Fripp Island are like you have to be either a member or you have to be staying on the resort. And so like if we wanted to do something like that, you'd actually have to stay at the resort still, which would be fine, but it would be It would be nice if you didn't have to do that. So, but they look sweet. They look sweet.
There's lots of good golf in that part of the world. The trouble is a lot of it is private.
Yep. Or $615, $50 for 18 holes at Harbor Town.
Fair.
Worth it.
Don't know. I'd be curious to
No.
see what it's like after they reopen.
I really
I
wanted to
am
play it
intrigued by
before
that.
they renovated it, which Davis loves doing it, I think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, and I had the opportunity to when we
Did
were
he get
down in
approval
April.
from Jack? Because Jack designed that, right? And then,
I don't
like,
think they have to get
and he
approval
didn't
from the
care.
course, the original course architect. But I don't know the protocol for when they hire somebody else to come in and do renovations.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's
Not
something
either.
with Jack's company, because I vaguely remember when Scioto hired Andrew Green. Like, I vaguely remember there being a story that it was like, there was some window that if they wanted to do something after Jack did it from, call it 2 years or whatever, like he had to be the first one they asked. But beyond that window, they could go hire whoever they wanted. So I've heard a rumor that
Gotcha.
it was like 2 years and a day, and they hired Andrew Green to do it.
Wild. It's now 4-1, by the way, in the Stanley
Yeah, I know.
Cup
Blink of an eye,
final. So,
two goals
yeah.
for the Cats. Thanks.
Warm weather hockey teams,
That's just all the jackets that went south. We got Zito down there as the GM. Yep. Bobrovsky in net. Who else is down there? Seth Jones is down there. Boquist
I
is
didn't know
down
Seth
there.
Jones was down there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Just
Well, what are you gonna do?
jackets light. I do want to see Edmonton win, though. Florida got it last year. Let's let Connor get one. But
Not happening. Canada won't get
Pete
a
Dye
Stanley
designed the
Cup.
course. So Pete designed it. Jack was a consultant, design consultant
Oh,
with
okay.
Jack. Pete designed it, built in 69. So maybe that's why.
Yeah,
But
that makes more sense.
what Davis Love was talking about doing was he was going to go renovate back to the original design, die design, which makes me then think there was something that happened between 69 and today where somebody added, changed, did something different. So,
The only thing I hope they don't change 18 much. I love the giant ass fairway. It's cool. And yeah, I mean, then the approach shot is still amazing. So, but we'll see what they do. I hope they don't tighten the fairway. That was one thing that I thought it was like kind of unique that it was like the widest fairway on course or on tour. It was like crazy. But and then the shot in is still extremely difficult, so. Who you guys got for the US Open this week?
whoever finds fairways.
How many people in red numbers?
Oh.
Four, five, six? Is it single digits?
I mean, I don't I my guess is winner is like 200 or 300 max, but maybe there's someone that plays really well.
There were
But it, I don't know,
four
man.
guys under par in 2016. When Dustin
Yeah,
Johnson
when
won it.
DJ won it. Yeah. Was that when DJ got penalized like two strokes and still cleared, first place?
Don't remember.
I remember him getting penalized at Whistling Straits.
Am I thinking of Whistling?
But
Yeah, I
yeah, I
can't
don't
remember.
remember. At Oakmont.
But yeah, he won and it was like
What?
what, five under, six under?
He was four, and then three guys at one.
Jeez.
And then nobody else broke par. A couple guys at even.
The course looks tough. I love it. There's going to be some just absolute carnage.
Yeah, it's. I'm not like. I feel like If the rough is actually the way they're describing it, it does feel in some ways intentionally unfair. But I guess that's the point of the US Open, right? I mean, like it's to try to make it's like supposed to be the hardest. And but yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm excited for it. You know, people hit it straight, then this is the thing though, you can't just hit it straight, you have to bomb it too, because it's insanely long. So I don't
It's
know,
hard to
man.
bet against Scotty. I mean, the guy's a
He's
animal.
a machine. He really is.
Just a
Yeah.
freak. But there's a few other guys that have been playing well. I mean, I think Bryson will be up there.
You know,
Xander
Morikawa
seems to play
actually
well.
hits, I mean, like he's pretty accurate, and I could see him making a weird run, hitting good iron shots and staying on the fairways. So yeah, can't wait.
Could see a guy like Ludvig there at the top at some point.
He'd been struggling
He has.
recently, like last few weeks, unfortunately.
Captain Keegan.
Yeah, he always comes out
Captain
and plays
Keegan.
good in big events. That'd be a good one.
Who, which guys from Live are playing in? Is Rama is he's qualified because he won a US Open, so yeah. I mean, he played really well in the Masters, so if he
Yeah, I
hits
mean,
them straight and stays on the fairway, then you know, I could see him making a run too.
the three Liv guys are probably Rom,
Phil.
Joaquin Niemann's been playing well, and Bryson are probably the three that you would think have
Chance.
a fighting
Yeah.
chance.
Is Joaquin Neiman like the best player on Liv? Him and
Seems to
Bryson?
be
I mean, he's
with
the
the
most victorious, right?
see, yeah. Seems to be having the best year.
Burn the doors off of those live events. Nobody knows who's going to show up with JT. Rory, I don't know what's going on there, but
It's a weird Canadian Open.
yeah, not his best. I could Brooksy's playing. Forgot about
Yeah.
him. Could he do
About
something?
Harris English, man.
He's been
Like, I
playing
don't
well.
know. He's been playing well.
Matt McNeely, he's
Siwoo.
up there. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I don't have like a strong take on. I mean, like, I bet on Scotty, right? I mean, like, it's hard to bet against him, but yeah, like I wouldn't bet on Rory. Rory is like seems like he's for how fast he just dominated the first part of the season, seems like he's kind of struggling now to find his edge. I don't know.
He's mailed it in, got what he needed. Now he's just
Done.
smiling,
Like
just happy to
I
be
don't need
alive.
anything else. Certain tell you who I won't bet on is Max Homa because
Because he's not
he's
playing.
not playing. Yeah, you're right. Holy cow.
It's good that you
Yeah,
didn't
because
bet
he
on him
didn't
because he didn't
qualify.
qualify. That
He
was a big story in
didn't
Columbus, man.
qualify. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm so sad.
Hot take. Not betting
Hot
on him.
take. Not betting on
It can't be worse than what you did with
Jason Day.
J Day.
Yeah, that was rough.
Seeing him over at Hyde Park on, what was it, Saturday? And he was hanging out with Foligno or some of the Jackets. And you were like, oh,
It
dude, you know,
was
you played
Saturday.
great. It was so good to see you.
Yeah,
Blah, 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 blah. Go back to look at your app and he hadn't even made the cut.
mistakes were made. I got right after I said it, I walked out. I was like, I'm pretty sure he didn't make the cut. And then I looked at my app and I was like, oh no. Gosh. Anyway, yeah, fun times. I'm sure he doesn't remember that at all, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure the Jackets didn't remind him of that one time when that dork said you played
Yeah.
so well when you
Remember
didn't even make the
that
cut.
loser? He was like, told you played well. He just was messing with you. But
Look forward to catching up on the short courses next time.
looking forward to it. Hopefully we can do it live in person.
Yeah, we can do the short courses and pick up whatever else whatever else we've missed as we've as we try to wrap the Band and Dunes
Logos.
episodes.
Need
Get it
short
done
courses and
before
then logos.
the 1 year
Restaurants,
anniversary.
drinks,
Food, drinks.
food.
Oh yeah,
All
maybe
the.
we do one that's logos, restaurants, drinks. But I thought you guys kind of, well, you did a travel, right? Like a
Just
travel
a
episode of,
day one.
yeah.
We just do a
So,
catch-all, short
yep.
course of catch-all.
I think that makes sense. We can
Love
talk about the updates to how to book Bandon since it's changed since we started these things.
Yeah, I'm so
Catch
happy
that.
we went. Like, man,
Yeah,
good
they never
stuff.
go. Especially if
I
it's
got
being
four
run by
shots at it.
OHLQ lottery pickers.
Well,
I'm
I should
sure
say
they
you
got
might
the Fountain
not.
North guys to do that instead.
EQL or whatever the
Well, I haven't had
acronym
much
is.
luck with them either, so.
Might be banking on me to get in then.
One day. But
One day.
I'll look forward to my rejection email here in a couple weeks.
From Augusta.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Good times.
All right, boys. Good recording.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Cheers.
Good
Have a good
talking to
night.
you.